Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
We continue with the calls, 410-583-1057. Bunch of people holding. We'll try to get to as many as possible. Ravens lose 28-24 to the Patriots, and we go to Glenn in Randallstown. Glenn, you're on the fan.
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking my call, man. Sure. I really do. I think the problem we have in Baltimore is that we didn't see what Harbaugh was when they first got here. I'm watching the Pittsburgh game. There's all fans who didn't go to the game yesterday before the Ravens played, and they flashed a stat on the screen that blew my mind. The stat that they flashed was that Pittsburgh in the fourth quarter with an 11-point lead in 110 games is 109 wins, zero loss, and one tie.
Yeah.
Harbaugh been blowing games. If we go back to the playoff games where Pittsburgh beat us, Antonio Brown in the fourth quarter, they come back and beat us.
Yep. Yeah.
It's been happening all along. We were just so glad to be in the playoffs, we overlooked it.
No, it must happen in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that did.
Lights went out.
That did happen. No, I appreciate the call. That is incredible.
Well, maybe Jesse Minter's got the secret sauce. Maybe Jesse Minter would be the guy to stop the rot. McDonald's a boy genius. McDonald is great.
Ben wants Mike Freeman from Notre Dame.
It happened.
I like it.
It happened constantly during McDonald's tenure.
Yeah. He did, though, credit
maybe
to him,
they just don't have good enough players.
The defense played great in the second half against the Chiefs in the AFC title game. Their offense stunk. Yeah, they didn't give up a point.
Defense played great from the first drive on.
Yeah.
That first drive.
Let's go to Lou in Edgewood. Lou, you're on the fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'll make it real quick. A new GM, new head coach, and I'd even explore moving Lamar Jackson because I'm getting tired of him getting hurt all the time. He might as well go put an Orioles jersey on because he's always hurt all the time, guys. Come on. Every year he's hurt.
Same training staff you're saying?
I would trade him and get as much as you can for him because I'm tired of every year something happens. It's not every year. I know he's had like one or two healthy years.
He's won two MVPs, should have won the MVP.
And he should have won a third.
He's been healthy the last 2 years.
There are those 3 years.
Yeah.
One of which was last year.
Every year he just seems like he's always getting hurt.
But it's Lou, let's be fair. It's not every year. He won two MVPs and should have won a third.
Lou, he's been hurt 2 years. 21, 22, and this year.
Since 2018. He's been hurt 2 years.
He's been only 7 years. He's only had three out of 7 years. He's been healthy.
He's only had three MVPs is what he's had.
I get your MVPs, man. I get it.
You're going to miss them when they're gone. I got to hear his voice.
And another thing, too, he's getting older. He's getting older.
He's not even 30.
He's not even 30. Keep piling up.
All the more reasons, maybe don't build your teams with Draymond Jones as the alleged number one pass rusher.
I like him.
Maybe don't do that. But I'd like him as the third guy.
Yeah, he should be a role player, not a, yes. You're absolutely right.
Like, I'd like him in the Brandon Graham role.
Yes, he'd be awesome in that role. Yeah, it's a great call.
Not as the main thing.
No, he's not a Bosa. That's not what he'd do. Let's go to Trippy. Trippy, you're on the fan.
Come on, Trippy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
How we doing?
How's Monk?
It's Monday, huh?
Yeah, how's Monk?
How's Monk holding up?
Yeah, Monk. Monk had a day.
Hey, I agree with everything Jason said except for 5EDC, man. Look, I'm going to put it like this, right? We could sit up here and say, yeah, he made mistakes with the trenches, right? But at the end of the day, it's up to the coaches to coach these guys up. You had the media talk, oh, yeah, this is the best roster. Mm-hmm. Right now, we playing like duty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So first of all, John Harbaugh got to go, because I ain't going to lie to you. We don't make the playoffs, or we make the playoffs. He's still, I'm tired of him. Like, the way how he talked in the post game last night, I would have thought he was the OC, not the head coach. How you going to say, yeah, Derrick Henry should have ran the ball more?
Yeah.
But we just going through our vote. It don't make sense, you know what I mean? Like, something is off. And another thing, right, every time Lamar get hurt, this team act like they can't function. Like, oh, man, Lamar's down. Let's not show up. It was 10-10, and we had an opportunity. And I ain't going to talk about y'all boy 44. He is trash. He can't stick the best wide receiver four on the opposite team. And let me talk about Rashad Bateman, right? 18 receptions, 217 yards, two touchdowns.
Rough. Trippy, can I ask you a question I just thought of? When he's covering booty, is that booty on booty?
Oh, man.
Oh, booty on booty. To be honest with you, Marlon Humphrey, man, he lucked up because that should have been a pass in the front.
Yeah,
that was a tackle.
Oh,
you know what I mean? But if I was EDC, right, because, you know what I mean, I talked to my man Matt at BK, you know what I mean, everything worked out. The man coming back next year, I would extend Draymond Jones. Get rid of Kyle Van Noy because all he cares about is
retired.
That's
for
real.
Yeah.
And T Rob, and let's go get that boy Peter Woods or something from Clemson. I don't know, but at this point, I don't know. Like, what can we do to get better? One more thing. I know fans mad as they fly was he fumbling, but what have I been saying to y'all lately, right? Put somebody like LaJonte Webster on the field. He could do with Zay.
Trippy. I got to let you go at that point. That's not.
We're on a slope now. We got trade Lamar, and we got Webster for Zay.
Well, I was feeling you until then, man. Let's go to Scott in Ellicott City. Scott, you're on the fan.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
What's up?
I want to ask y'all a question. Lamar Jackson is the most talented player in the NFL right now, when healthy. All right. Ain't it strange that you got a significant portion of his own fan base that is constantly questioning his injuries? How bad are they? How severe are they? There's no such thing. You don't find that, right? I mean, this isn't just fringe social media nut job. These are mainstream commentators on your station, on people. I mean, listen, I ain't going to say you can't tell people that there's nothing to see. You can't tell people that they don't see what they see. Oh, he's Lamar's the biggest competitor in the building. People haven't seen that. They've seen Ronnie Stanley on the floor. They've seen him trying to get through the first quarter, even though he can barely walk. They've seen other quarterbacks, right? Now, I don't know. I ain't going to say Lamar's a quitter. I'm not going to say that because I don't know. I'm not a doctor, and I ain't seen his injury.
Are you implying you don't think he's hurt?
No, I know he's hurt.
Okay.
I'm asking you, why is it that you got so much of the city who's questioning how hurt he is? Like, everyone's nuts? Everyone don't see nothing?
Why?
I'll tell you what I do know for sure.
I honestly don't know anybody who's questioning him.
I heard it on the morning show. You guys, Rob Long, Jared.
You didn't hear it from
me. You didn't hear it from me.
I didn't hear it from you. Listen,
no offense, maybe I'm not supposed to say this. I don't listen to the morning show. Just keeping it real.
Jason, I don't think you'd agree with them on the Oriole stuff either.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I wouldn't.
Let me tell you something, though. This is what I do know. And tell me if you can disagree with me. There are quarterbacks that have that Michael Jordan factor, that they're wired to win, and they're going to go, and they're going to – you got Joe Burrow, who's – going out there trying to make
he
it back.
Didn't, he just did. Here's what I would say. He just went down injured. The field last year like, with that. Anthony Miller and whatever. And the dude who everybody's favorite GM just paid again couldn't catch a ball that I could have caught.
Look, yeah, he's throwing like, balls to he, yeah, he Anthony Miller him, and Tyrone.
They couldn't run with Henry in the first half. They sold out to stop it. Bateman's hurt. Zay's hurt.
I think it's fair
he
to say.
He should have taken him to overtime.
I think it's fair to say Lamar is a different type of guy, different type of star, kind of goes to the beat of his own drum.
Yeah.
I am not going to question his toughness. I'm not going to question his want to win. And I was going to bring up Burrow. Why?
Burrow's hurt more than Lamar. Yeah.
Burrow is injury prone
Burrow
as hell.
Burrow just quit last week. He literally quit on his team.
Like Burrow.
And he hadn't been in the playoffs since, what, 21 or 22?
He didn't try to play that game. And, like, I'll say this about Lamar. There's been conspiracy theories about Lamar since he was at Louisville.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a polarizing figure just by being himself the whole time.
Yes.
They put Polian in the Hall of Fame. I never would have. Won once with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I think he's a running back. I mean, we could do 4 hours on weird takes about Lamar that have said way more about the person opening their mouth
quarterback
than anything Lamar's
Thanks,
ever
Ben.
Done.
Who was it that said quarterbacky?
That was like some Fox.
Yeah, oh, that was, yeah.
That was,
yeah.
That was, yeah.
Let's grab Chris in Catonsville. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Yeah, the Ravens don't know who they are, but Lamar knows who he is. His first year, he had some starts. They went, 6-1,
and then
the next year he didn't play the last game, and there were 14-1 in the games that he started. So that's 20-2. And at the end of the year, they asked him what they need. Anybody remember what he said? He said, "Give me more offensive linemen."
Yeah.
Instead, they give him these receivers. But if you're up 14-20 points in the first half, it makes it so much easier on the defense. All they have to do is play the pass.
Yeah.
So they don't know who they are. 5 of the last 6 times they've lost in the playoffs, it's because they haven't run enough. You can't give up. Your number one runner has 20 yards on one carry in the first half and gets 0 carries in the second half. I'd rather have John Harbaugh be my tiddlywink coach than football coach. He's useless. He's useless.
How much does that pay?
Not nearly as much as the NFL.
High stakes tiddlywinks?
Yeah.
You're playing
high stakes
$500
full
a hand?
Contact.
I honestly don't know the rules.
Full contact of tiddlywinks? I don't know.
Yeah, but
no,
he does not have courage of his conviction. He says they're a running team, and look at last night. They scored a touchdown, and then with, 12 minutes ago, and Henry gets 0 carries after that. He has no idea what he's doing as a head coach.
Appreciate the call.
Everything runs its course, and I do think that's run its course. I will just say, if you let Sashi and Eric hire some first-time head coach, Godspeed. Good luck with that.
Coming up next.
Jesse Minter, I think he's a really good defensive coordinator. I think that would be a problem.
Ravens are now behind the eight ball because the Steelers won in Detroit. We recap Northern Exposure next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. they've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Here on the Fan.
Goff fires at the one. He didn't get across, but there are flags down. Ball ends up in the hands of Goff. He goes across. Did they have a whistle first?
The ruling on the field is a touchdown, however.
Oh, my God.
Number 14 on the offense. By rule, that penalty is not enforced, and there is no replay. The game is over.
Wow.
There is no touchdown.
Whoa!
The OPI on number 14 negates the penalty. There is no replay. The game is over.
Great call by the official. Basically said, you got a touchdown, but F you, Mooks, because there's a flag.
Joke's on you.
Clocks, and because of the
touchdown. Let me bury the lead here.
Yeah, but yeah. Because,
let me give you the good news first. That doesn't really matter.
You're all the Lions fans cheering.
If
Steelers.
You would have just stopped at the two, there'd be 2 seconds left with another play. Alas, the clock runs out, and the Lions lose. The play that I have a problem with was about three plays prior where I didn't think that was OPI on the Amon-Ra St. Brown touchdown. They called it. And the Lions end up losing this game 29-24, a game they almost stole. They were down big in the fourth quarter. And Pittsburgh, Jalen Warren got off in the fourth quarter of this game. They win in Detroit. Their defense was great up until the fourth quarter, and now have a stranglehold in the AFC North.
Bizarre game and a bizarre weekend in the NFL where it was clear, again, OPI was the call du jour. They clearly put out the memo.
Yeah, it's almost like they
Let's all crack down on OPI. Yes. Let's call let's call quasi-OPI like it's truly egregious. As to this play, I think it was OPI. Did Jalen Ramsey sell it?
Yes,
a little?
Yes,
yeah, but it was.
This one was.
Steve fully extended.
And here's the part that really blows my mind, though. The ball catcher doesn't even come close to breaking the plane. He gets pushed back 5 yards. There's a whistle. I'm told by numerous people there's a whistle on the field.
Yeah.
He laterals it, the Steelers think, after the whistle, and they somehow call that a touchdown.
It's weird.
How is that not stopping forward progress?
Yeah.
He's pushed back 1 Mississippi, 2 Mississippi, 3 Mississippi, whistle lateral. Jared Goff runs it in.
Yes.
How? On what planet is that a touchdown?
Planet official.
I hate that planet.
Yeah, it's a very vague planet. You're right. I was shut. We're watching it in the press box, and you can't hear, obviously. They have no sound. So I'm watching the play, and I'm like, was forward progress stopped? And so, I'm like, looks like it, but no. And then he makes the call he makes, which gets the crowd all pumped up. And obviously, and the other thing is they had the game won at M&T Bank Stadium. So the crowd in the stadium was going nuts first on the Amon-Ra St. Brown touchdown. And by the way, for what it's worth, so I'm watching TV this morning, Rex Ryan, former defensive coordinator, Dominic Foxworth, former cornerback. So they're going to side with the defense on everything. They thought that was a horrible call when I'm on the pick play. I think it was Tesla because the defender created the contact.
Well, I'll go back to the first one in that game. They called one on Darnell Washington. I don't know what he was supposed to do. He's running a crossing pattern in the end zone.
Yeah.
He doesn't know if the ball's dead.
He got called for being big.
You know what I'm saying? And the guy, he trucks the guy.
He destroyed the guy.
But he's running a legitimate crosser route, shallow cross in the end zone, which, I mean, that's a lot of people. Like,
If he was Keaton Mitchell's size,
but like I don't think he knew anything about it.
Yeah, if he was Keaton Mitchell's size, he doesn't get called for that. He's enormous and destroyed the
and
guy.
That took a touchdown off the board.
Yes.
Look,
how about the catch from Gainwell at the end of the first half?
Oh my God. That,
I don't know
that
how he did it.
Was unbelievable.
Gainwell got off, he got his five receptions, he got his receiving yards and all the stuff he's been doing. Aaron Rodgers continued to throw to the running backs and the tight ends, and then occasionally to DK Metcalf. But I think
DK
you know,
Metcalf smacked a fan.
DK Metcalf he smacked did. A fan.
Yeah.
I think we need to give a little credit here though. So Watts out.
Uh-huh.
Herbig gets ruled out.
Yes.
They're playing backup offensive linemen.
I thought the Lions were going up and down the field.
The Lions are playing for their lives.
Yes.
They shut Jameer Gibbs out until garbage time.
Yep.
Now, it turns out not to be garbage time because they almost won the damn game, but it was really garbage time. Rodgers gets his last laugh, his 19th win against the Lions. I mean, I'm pretty impressed.
Well, this to me, it goes back to the Ravens game. What they've been able to do following getting humiliated at home by the Bills, the Fire Tomlin, booing Renegade, Big Ben coming out saying clean house, like
then he's changing back his tune. For, and getting put into the Hall of Honor and changing his tune or whatever.
I never said that.
For them to rattle off three straight wins, Dolphins suck. But to come into Baltimore and win that game, to go into Detroit and win that game, they deserve a ton of credit. And now they have the opportunity to either they win this Sunday or the Ravens lose on Saturday. They clinch the division. And then week 18 is meaningless, so they can treat that like a bye because they're locked into the four seed.
I mean, look, the Browns gave the Bills everything they could handle.
Yes, that was
so,
quite a game.
Who knows?
They did, but the Ravens have to beat the Packers to even make it matter. If the Ravens lose to the Packers, they clinch the division.
I heard you're playing quarterback for the Packers Saturday.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that could be Snoop against the third string guy.
Yeah.
If it's Willis and he's anything close to healthy, he
will
good. Run all over.
Yes, he's good.
He will gut them. I wonder if Willis is the next quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That's an interesting thing. Not Kyler Murray?
No, it won't be Kyler Murray. Oh. Yeah, I mean, look.
Hey, credit to them.
Found a way to win that football game. They got contributions from all over. And as much as I despise Aaron Rodgers, like this is why they got him. He's distributing the ball. He's a point guard. He's distributing the ball in December. He's not making mistakes. He understands where he is in his career. And they've got enough guys who can do stuff yards after the catch that it's enough to beat bad teams like the Ravens, like the Lions have become with all their injuries.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's going to work in January, but it's probably going to get them in January.
Coming up next, we have buried the lead. The offense's role in last night's disaster and the Derrick Henry of it all. Necessary roughness next here on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks.
Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Been doing a rotation for I don't know how many weeks. Keaton doing a great job and, you know, in the run game. And, you know, we both been in there doing the best we can. And we got a lot of good players, so, you know, everybody has to, you know, go get their touches and get opportunities. So, and Keaton is deserving of it. Didn't work out that way, but, you know, another opportunity to look for it next week. This one definitely hurts. Like I say, at home again. Come up short. Just wasn't good enough today.
Derrick Henry after the game last night, he's being a good teammate. He said, we have a rotation, and it was Keaton's turn. He deserves it. Keaton Mitchell last night had 9 carries for 13 yards. Derrick Henry scored a 2-yard touchdown with 12:50 left in the game. He had 18 carries for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns at that point and was plowing them with Tyler Huntley at quarterback in the second half. Never saw the field again. Harbaugh speaking today at his Monday press conference, said that running back coach Willie Taggart and Derrick Henry discussed starting that series with Keaton Mitchell. Harbaugh said he should have interceded and put Henry in the game, but that's tough to do in real time. You're the head coach!
Dude.
Just get on your headset and say the plow horse is going in. We need to win this damn game. This is from the same people who in Buffalo said, instead of on 4th-and-2 when I've got the best offensive players on the planet, healthy Lamar and Henry, I'm going to punt it to Josh Allen who I haven't stopped the whole game. Yeah. This is lunacy.
Yeah, look, it feels like a season unraveling. It feels like the end of Harbs, and that might mean the end of Monk and whatever else. But this was egregious. Yeah, yeah. This was beyond the pale. I mean, okay, you could study the numbers, and you could study the film. And you could go back and look at every run that Derrick Henry had with Pat Ricard. And as long as I'm still on this True Media account that I'm not supposed to be on anymore, yeah, I can do that in real time. And I did it this morning. And it was absolute mastery. It was effective run after efficient run. It didn't matter if it was early down. It didn't matter if it was short yardage. They had no answers for it. And there were 17 occasions in which Derrick Henry and Pat Ricard were on the field together. And those 17 plays accounted for 121 rushing yards, 7.1 per carry, 2 rushing touchdowns, and I was just blown away by this. Almost 3 yards before contact. What's been the problem with Derrick Henry this
yards
year?
Yards for contact.
When it hasn't gone well this year.
He can't get himself through it.
When they pitched it to the left side behind Ronnie, and he ran behind Ronnie Stanley and Pat Ricard, there was fear in the eyes of any edge defender. Outside of, I would say Gonzalez was pretty stout in his run fits, and he kind of looked up for it.
He's a stud.
But you got to take the right angle.
Yeah.
But those guys wanted no part of it. They were fatigued mentally and physically. Every time he got ahead of steam coming down the left side, including what turned out to be their final scoring drive of the night, they not only couldn't stop it, they didn't really look up for it.
No, they didn't want it.
And after all the collapses that spanned 3 defensive coordinators and 5 seasons, going back to Wink's demise, to have those guys on the ropes in a year where nobody's like, oh, they rode Henry too hard this year. Yeah. Where He put the fumble behind him. Do I think the fumble got to him for a series or two? Yeah, that's ancient history now.
He'd run for 100 yards since.
And you've got a chance to bleed the clock with your backup quarterback in the game and Drake May destroying you on the other side. And the fact that you're going to tell me rotation, and this guy, not only didn't he have 27 carries or 25 carries, he didn't get to 20 in this one. It's impossible. It's impossible.
I'm just blown away from it. Like, I really am. And I said it earlier in the show, and I still stick by it. He had more yards in that Buffalo game. That was his best game of the season because he wasn't
They couldn't
stopped.
Stop it. No. They like, knew they like, couldn't stop it.
Like, Buffalo, he broke off, like, a couple 40-plus yard runs, and it makes it look a lot. Like, 4 of his 18 carries went for 3 yards or less. He had 1 run for no gain, a 2-yard touchdown, which was a success, obviously. Yes. 2 3-yard carries. He's just getting chunk after chunk after. His longest run was only 23 yards. So he's just getting 8 to 12.
Yes. They can't stop him.
It was season-high 66.7% success rate. And the other thing, so they had 2 drives to go. And a lot of people say, oh, well, the last one's 2-minute drill, 2-minute. You had a snap before the 2-minute.
Yeah, you could have
had 3 timeouts and a snap
they
before
threw a backyard pass to Rashawn Ali.
Yeah, that was a loss of 5.
Yeah, that's a better play than giving it to Derrick Henry.
Worst, you could have had Henry in for that snap to at least have the illusion that, hey, you can give the ball to him, and then 3 seconds later, the clock's going to stop
anyway.
This?
The guy who you would normally want in that role has been on IR for a month, and Lamar Jackson isn't in the game.
That's
so
hard.
Let's just run power with Derrick Henry and see if they can stop it 3 times. And if they do, Godspeed. It don't look to me like they're really – that's the last thing they want is more rambling Derrick Henry on pitches to the left side. Let's never do it again.
So to me, and I coming into the season, I was never in this camp at this is another reason why John Harbaugh has to go, because your job as a head coach is to have a feel for things. And I get it. You've got this rotation, and that's cute. And Keaton gets his carries here, and he gets his carries there. But you know your defense stinks.
Your season's on the line.
Yes, and they just went right down the field and scored a touchdown on you and got the 2-point conversion. So you have your backup quarterback in, and I know it's Keaton's turn, but you know what? Derrick Henry's got to get the damn football there. It's like, you know what, Keaton? I'm going to tell you something. You're still going to get your orange slices after the game, but we got to put the plow horse in.
How did we go from 5 weeks ago?
He couldn't get a snap.
They don't like Keaton. Yeah. They don't trust Keaton. Yeah. They'll never do much with Keaton. To now,
he's got
to
get
screw Derrick Henry. It's Keaton Mitchell time. How did we get there?
At some point, you got to try to win.
What happened?
You got to win a football game, and Derrick Henry's your way.
Is it because some of your scrub guards got hurt? Like, make it make sense. Like, sell me something. Sell me on something. How now it's like Keaton Mitchell is the closer. Yeah. What?
But it's like, this is why you brought in Henry. Like,
oh, and Harbs also said last night, if the drive continued,
Henry he was going to come in. If they got the first down. Derrick's turn.
Yeah.
Think of how many games last year alone. Take out everything in Tennessee. Think of all the games last year where he closed out games. You're tossing it left and he's running 30
How
yards.
How about the Cincinnati game where he couldn't get any yards the whole game and gets the ball in overtime and plows a guy over?
They had 2 things going for them on offense. Lobs on crossers to the middle of the field to Zay Flowers, which you're not going to do now with the backup quarterback, and run Derrick Henry with Pat Ricard on the field. And, I mean, my God.
And Jason, you brought up the part at the beginning of the year, and it's right. Maybe Justice Hill is... There wasn't... Derrick Henry was your best offensive player, and it wasn't even
there's
close.
No discussion. Like, unless you're going to try to throw it to Zay 3 times, which you're not doing with Snoop there, and you got to bleed the clock. Put the hammer head. Like, it's like you're beating somebody with a hammer, right? And they can't stop it. And then you say, what would happen if we dropped a feather on him? Let's stop beating him with the hammer. Let's drop the feather and see what happens.
We're going to trick him. Let's bring in the 150-pound guy, because they don't want to tackle the 250-pound guy. It's mind-boggling. And I turned to Bone in real time. I go, what the hell? Where's Derrick? Is Derrick Henry hurt?
It's impossible.
Were you trying not to win the game?
You have to have, like you say, Kent, you have to have a feel of the game.
It's your job. You're the head coach. You have a headset.
Hey,
say, get Derrick Henry in the damn game.
In his defense, Harbs hit the gym probably really hard at 5 a.m.
Might have been tired.
I guarantee you, Harbs hit the gym harder than Vrabel, and he's got a video to back it up. Yeah. So we'll always have that.
You think he's tired?
It's amazing. I sat there and said, sunglasses at night. Nothing's going to top that. The Harbs workout video on the cusp of them crapping their pants again on national TV, it topped it. He found a way. Yes, you know what, Harbs? I take it all back. You top sunglasses at night. Powerlifting Harbs to try to send some message to Vrabel, and you got outcoached by him again at home? Oof, with the season on the line? Ooh, that's got to sting.
Coming up next, it's
your brother will probably beat him in the playoffs, though, so you know, you can find some solace in that.
Man, that
and Harbs could go on the sideline and help him coach, you know, like the way Jim would do there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could, but you probably can't do that as an NFL guy. Because that's when Jim was at college.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be tampering.
Remember, and then John went to Michigan to stand on the sideline.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. But I don't think you could cross-pollinate in the NFL.
Coming up next, it's T-Bone time. TMI.
But you can get ripped off by your boy Joe Ortiz in a trade. You can do that.
You can do that.
You can get absolutely fleeced at the trade deadline.
Well, I helped a guy out. What you got?
The late Dennis Green once said about the Bears following. Well, Bobby D was there. It was 2006.
Yes.
They are who we thought they were.
Do you want to crown them?
Is he allowed to talk about that?
The Ravens continue to be who they have been. And they haven't been able to change their stripes. It's in their DNA. They don't have the clutch gene. They do not have the clutch gene. And we'll get into it
Mark
next.
Mark Andrews definitely don't.
No. It's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. And the floor is yours.
Happened again. Another fourth quarter collapse. Historic.
Happens to the best of them, Bone.
Or just them. It doesn't happen more than it happens to the Ravens. And that's a
fact. Happened to Mike McDonald.
Well, he's a part of this. The Ravens have now lost 12 games.
Jesse Minter, come on down.
Yeah.
When leading by 7 or more points in the fourth quarter since 2021. 12 times
that's
that
bad,
has happened.
Bob.
That is the most in NFL history in a 5-year span. That is the most
in NFL history in a 5-year
span. NFL history in a 5-year span. Ravens have lost.
What Silent Steve thinks of that.
12 games when leading by 7 or more. And let's just go through the fourth quarter sequence again. They scored that touchdown, and we were just talking about Derrick Henry.
Game set match.
You take the 2-score lead, 11 points, with 12:50 remaining. Patriots, right down the field. 7 plays, 73 yards, 349. They didn't even get to third down.
Oh, no, he was bombs away.
Didn't even get to third down. Then the Ravens punted after 6 plays.
It's overrated, Bone. I'd say it's the most
overrated.
It's like
CFL.
It's like the most overrated down.
It's like CFL. You know what I
mean?
And then the Patriots got the ball at their own 11-yard line with 5:02 to go. And it was just inevitable. Like, it felt inevitable that they were at a minimum going to tie that football game. And the Ravens had opportunities to be a closer, to make
Nate Wiggins could have picked the ball off.
Nate Wiggins could have had an interception. Or Darius Washington just missed batting down a fourth down and two.
Pass.
Oh, it was. It was a great
pass. Sold that inside pretty good.
And then you get to the offense. The offense still had the opportunity with 2:07 left, 3 timeouts, and then the second play, boom, Zay Flowers fumbles. Oh. Game, set, match.
First play, they went backwards.
Yeah.
They've lost fumbles in the fourth quarter in 4 of their losses this year. 4 of their losses. And Kyle Hamilton.
They're 0-3 when Zay fumbles. They're 1-3 when Henry fumbles.
Kyle Hamilton has been a part of a lot of these collapses since being selected in the first round back in 2022, and he's tired of
it. Yeah, I mean, it's been a theme, I mean, for the past couple of years, honestly. Mm-hmm. It's frustrating at this point to keep having the same conversations with you guys, and I'm sure it's frustrating on your end to keep asking these questions. It's redundant, and no excuses at this point. I mean, you said we had 6 losses at home. Is that right? Yeah, mm-hmm. that's terrible. Like, our
Harp
fans, whoever is supporting us,
home
coming
road.
Out to these games, it's not like the attendance has dropped off at all. Like, there's people still out these games. On a Sunday night, cold outside, stadium's packed out, people got work tomorrow, and we're not making it worth their while at the end of the day. So that's on us to right that wrong. But yeah, we still got a chance to get in the dance, so got to assess the opportunities we have going forward and do what we can to get in said dance.
We focused a lot on the defense in these fourth quarter collapses, and they deserve a ton of blame. Without question, the pass rush is nowhere near good enough. The secondary, with all the investments, whether that's draft picks, whether that's money, it is nowhere near good enough. They just gave up almost 400 yards to Drake May, and Drake May had yet to throw for over 300 yards prior to last night.
Might as well cut two birds with one stone.
But that game, in a nutshell, is what the Ravens have been. They... In big-time games, in big-time moments, they wilt. And typically, it's a lot of their star players. Uh-huh. And you can go back to week one, where the defensive collapse, but Derrick Henry fumbling late in that one. Heck, just focus in the playoffs alone. Since 2020, so this decade, Lamar had a pick six in Buffalo. Huntley fumbled at the goal line, and then that got returned for a touchdown against
Hubbard,
Cincinnati.
Sam Hubbard?
Yes. Zay fumbling through the end zone in the AFC Championship game. Lamar also had an interception where he threw it into triple coverage for Isaiah Likely.
Yeah, that was
There was a Zay taunting penalty taunting. Wasn't there? That was pretty self-inflicted.
And then just the Mark Andrews.
All the Mark Andrews
debacle.
Playoff touchdowns that got him paid again when nobody wanted him in the offseason. Oh, wait.
And a lot of it, you focus on the players, and that's true, lacking the clutch gene, but it's also coaching. And we've talked about Zach Orr not being aggressive enough in late game situations. We've brought up Monk, AFC Championship. It's in the
you guys still want to you want to change that monkey
and,
business?
And
open?
Derek, well,
you guys okay with it now?
We might be counting down.
We're at the final days.
Counting down monkey business.
I think we got two monkey businesses.
Monkey business is going to expire.
I think monkey business ends.
But then,
what if Harbs puts out more workout videos? Maybe that'll keep everybody in.
But, I think so.
But then it's,
I think that's the answer.
Let's
more
get physical.
Workout videos.
But then it's also John, where it's, hey, dude, tell your offensive coordinator to put Henry in. Tell him to run the football in the AFC Championship. How about you go for it on a fourth down situation to ice the game in Buffalo?
Part of the AFC Championship is the halftime interview.
And John's
you're right.
And this is not to say that in this era of the Ravens that they have won big games. They have had clutch moments. But more often than not, they come up short. Then say it again, 12 games since 2021, leading by 7 or more points in the fourth quarter. That is the most amount of blown games in a five-year stretch in NFL history. It is very clear that they cannot...
I blame Wink.
They cannot continue to shove a square peg into a round hole. This organization needs some serious changes in roster building.
Like invest in your D-line?
Players, all of that. They need to do
Hoard
something
comp
different.
Picks or get real players?
It is clear that we are getting...
Abstain from free agency or admit that there are players available in March, not just in August, not just at the deadline, on other teams who have expiring contracts who might could help you if you're willing to spend real money.
It is clear that we are at the definition of insanity. You cannot continue doing the same thing over and over and over and expect different results.
Coming up next, Jonas Schaefer. He's an IA Hall of Famer, covers the Ravens for the Banner. What did he think about what he saw last night? What he heard today?
I read his article. He thinks they stunk.
As Harb spoke today, Jonas joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead.
they've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.